guys, this is Alana Terry. Welcome to the Successful Writer Podcast. I'm really, really glad that you joined us. Thanks for listening. And I just wanted to give you a little bit of an introduction about this show and what we're going to be focusing on. So if you don't know me, my name's Alana Terry. I write mostly Christian suspense, and I also have some books and courses for indie authors. And this show is going to focus on three primary things. So I want to share with you what we are going to be focusing on and the things that we aren't going to be focusing on. So the focus of this show is going to be on marketing, mindset, and productivity. So marketing, I'm talking about paid ads, newsletters, all of the kinds of things that are going to help you get your books into the hands of the right people. I was super surprised to find how much I really do enjoy the marketing side of being an author. I know lots of people would love to do nothing but write, but I find the marketing side of it to be a really fun break from the writing work. It gives my creative brain a rest and something else to focus on. And the other thing that I think is so interesting about marketing is that I tend to be, or at least I was, like if you knew me in high school, I would have been like the shyest person you could have ever met. And so this idea that I'm like running this six-figure business and working really hard to market my books and get excited about high sales months, all of this sounds like something that should be so foreign to my personality type. And I think the reason that it's not, and one of the reasons why I love the marketing side of it so much, is that I believe so strongly in my books, and I truly see the marketing as part of my calling as an author. You know, so if you're called to write books, then you're called to market those books because your books are going to help or inspire or encourage or entertain people. And so I really see marketing as one of the most exciting components of being an author. And I know that not everybody feels that way. So what I'm really hoping is that when we talk about marketing on the show, is that you'll catch a little bit of that enthusiasm and also get just some practical tips. I try to keep a really close touch on, you know, what's working in the industry right now, and am really excited to share those things with you. I know for me that teaching the marketing side of things actually makes me do a better job in my own book business, because I'm more willing to like test new things so that I can come back and report to you guys. So hopefully this is going to be mutually beneficial for me and you listening. You'll get some marketing tips and ideas, and it helps me to just sort of organize my thoughts and really pinpoint what is and isn't working. So that's the marketing side of what we're going to be focusing on in this show. So now let's talk about mindset. So It's kind of hard to define mindset if you haven't really thought through it, but I'm talking about like the confidence that you need in order to market, sort of what we were just talking about, how if you believe strongly in your books, then you should be excited about marketing. I like to talk about the creative side of things. I think that that really falls into mindset. So creativity, confidence. We'll talk some about money and like the mindset of money, because so many of us have these blocks where we've got this fear of failure or fear of success or fear of being a commercial success, because then we'll feel like a creative sellout. So I really like talking about the intersection of like business and creativity, the intersection of productivity and artisticness. That's all in the mindset side of things. So just to give you kind of a mindset example, I really feel like it's easy sometimes as authors to get jealous of others, of other writers who maybe are more successful or can write faster or who have more followers than we do. But when we are jealous of other people's success, what we're doing is we're kind of sabotaging our own success. Instead of saying, hooray, I am so glad that we have this indie pathfinder who's paving the way for so many more authors to find success, we're kind of saying, oh, well, this person's only successful because they got best covers, or they've been writing 2 years longer than I have, so they got a shoe in first. When you kind of make excuses for why somebody else is more successful than you are, then what you're doing subconsciously is you're telling yourself that there is a reason outside of your control why you aren't as successful. And what I really like to affirm and remind you of and remind myself of is that one success for one author is really a success for us all, whether we're talking about authors in your genre or indie authors in general. I have a couple friends in the Christian fiction space who have gotten movie or TV deals. And yeah, it's a little bit easy to get bummed out and be like, well, what about my book? But what I want to do is to say, I really hope that these films are so successful because that's going to create more drive and need for more books in this genre. So let's say there's an indie author in your genre who's super crazy successful. Instead of looking at that person as your competition, I really encourage you to look at that person as creating more fans in your genre, which is good for everybody who writes in your genre. So those are just some of the mindset things that we'll be talking about on the show. And the other component is productivity. And again, this kind of goes into mindset I talked about, you know, that fine line between being driven and disciplined, but also honoring your muse, being creative, being passionate. You know, this question of, well, do you write when you're inspired, or do you write and expect inspiration to show up? And how do we juggle the business side, where it really is more about to-dos and checking things off lists without burning out, all of these things. I love talking about productivity in general. I'm pretty good at having systems for organizing my time and getting goals met, and I like sharing that with you. But I also think that it's especially exciting to talk about productivity with authors, specifically because of this interesting dynamic we have about really, you know, we do need to honor our creativity. And sometimes we can get so driven and so disciplined that the creativity can shrivel up and go in the backseat. So my goal for myself is to be very disciplined and very productive, but to always let creativity still be in that driver's seat. And that is a juggling act sometimes. And so I really like talking about the productivity side of it. My kind of outlook on productivity especially is to, and really in everything I teach, it's to be gentle with yourself. So I'm not the kind of person who says, if you want to be successful, these are the three things that you absolutely have to do. And if you don't do these things, you're doomed to fail. You know, I really like giving you lots of ideas and finding out what works for you. And especially in productivity, because that can be a really loaded word for a lot of us. We can feel guilty for not being as productive or as disciplined as we feel like we should be. We can beat ourselves up for procrastinating. And I'm very much about taking a gentle approach, being gentle with yourself, showing yourself compassion. So that's the productivity side of it. So again, I just wanted to give you a little overview of what we're going to be focusing on in this show. I really hope and expect the tone to remain just encouraging, motivational, like I said, helping you to learn to be patient and gentle with yourself. For me, that's really critical and kind of goes into that mindset side of things. So that kind of gives you a feel for what we are going to cover in this podcast. And the one thing we're not going to cover in a lot of depth is the actual writing craft. And so, you know, I write primarily fiction, but like I said, I have some books for authors. I also do some Christian nonfiction prayer guides and devotionals and things like that. When we talk about writing, it's probably going to be more in terms of the productivity, like tips to increase your word count and things like that. And the actual craft of writing is not going to be the primary focus here. So again, this is kind of a marketing based when we're talking about like the ads and things like that, and also a lot of mindset and productivity to give you the encouragement you need to be as successful as you can as an indie author. So thanks again for listening. I'm Alana Terry, and you are here with the Successful Writer Podcast. Hit subscribe and you won't miss a show, and we will talk again real soon.